Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dreams of Dallas left Chicago, and it's not for New Orleans.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson. Rick is the founder, the author, of the On Demand brand. And Rick, give us your website again, please.
Yes, it's imatheson.com. imatheson.com.
What do they find when they get there?
Oh, they're going to find information about my books, the On Demand brand, and Branding Unbound, links to my blog, Generation Wow, as well as a link to a book that came out in 2013. I collaborated with Luke Sullivan, who's the author of Hey Whipple, Squeeze This, and other luminaries in the ad industry to help sort of the next generation of marketers prepare for 21st century marketing.
All right, so check it out, folks. I'm Matheson, and that's an IE in the middle there. Rick, we're talking about these three key small business marketing trends that you call social, mobile, and video. You know, we talked about the social part a little bit earlier. We talked a little bit about video, and I want to spend a little more time on mobile if I can, because I started telling my small business audience, golly, 4 years ago, I started saying, if you don't have a smartphone, this is when not everybody had a smartphone, and last year it was reported that it costs no more today to manufacture a smartphone than a dumb phone. So that's what we're all going to have going forward. And I said 4 years ago, if you don't have a smartphone, yourself as a small business owner, you don't know what your customer expectations are, and you're going to get behind. And I would say, don't let the sun set on you not owning a smartphone. Because if you're not using these apps, Rick, two years ago, I took the Wall Street Journal subscription in hard copy. I transferred that over to my iPad. I stopped the paper version, and I started reading on my iPad. Today I read the Wall Street Journal on my phone.
Yep.
I'm not Gen Y. I'm a baby boomer.
Right.
And so if an old guy like me is doing this, you know, what are your customers doing? These are new expectations that they have of you, aren't they, Rick?
Yes. I mean, your customers and clients want to be able to access the information and your brand experience wherever and whenever they are, and the mobile device is by far the most measurable, personal, and direct link to consumers ever created. You have to be there.
If guys are walking out the house, they hit their front pocket first to make sure they got their phone, then they hit their back pocket second to make sure they got their wallet.
Right, and pretty soon those will be the one and the same as well.
They already are to some degree, through PayPal, et cetera, you know, that kind of thing, and absolutely. So tell us where mobile's going. What do small business owners need to know about it?
Yeah, so two things. One, we talked about social and we talked about online video. Well, the mobile device is increasingly the device that people are consuming and interacting with these experiences as well. But there are two words that your website and your email, I don't care what size company you are, two words that you have to live by in 2014. And those two words are responsive design. Mm-hmm. The responsive design is an approach to web design that creates a site that dynamically presents your site to look its best based on whatever device your user is visiting from.
Your traditional website to a mobile site.
Correct. It won't work. It won't look good. Responsive design makes it look its very best on an iPad. It's very best on an iPhone.
I'm sure yours is like that. So I'm Matheson.com. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com on your smartphone, and you'll see what Rick's talking about.
That's right. And this is, you know,
Rick, what I tell them is that they need the mobile. They need what you call it design. Responsive design. I just say you need a mobile site first. You can get a mobile app later, but first you need a mobile site. What do you think?
Yes, I mean, sort of the new rule of web design is mobile first.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, it's not like, you know, everyone's been doing this. I mean, this is the big wave, but 42% of all marketers, including big brands, never use responsive design for things like email, and that's sort of the next thing that you need to be looking at. You can't just send a regular email blast anymore if it's HTML email. It needs to be designed responsively as well.
Mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future.
Absolutely.
Rick, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again, please.
Sure. It's imatheson.com, I-M-A-T-H-I-E-S-O-N.com.
Thanks, Rick, for being here. The book is called The On-Demand Brand. Rick, come back soon.
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks
we'll
for having me.
See you next time. Rick Matheson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day, I promise. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.